Well, happy Inauguration Day. Happy Martin Luther King Day. We've got a national championship, though, today that I feel like steals the cake from everybody else. Q obviously out. He is actually working the inauguration. A lot more important than us today, but we are here to talk about Ohio State and a little school that nobody believed in, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who happens to be a supporter of Nick Hathcote over here. Nick, I just teased it on Twitter. I said, are we going to have a close game or is this going to be a blowout? I'm actually going to start with Smitty. What do you think, Smitty? Because I think this is going to be like TCU, Georgia all over again.
Oh man, I hope not. I hope not. Last time Nick said I never take Notre Dame, and I took them against Penn State there. So, no, I think this. It's what Ohio State's done the last couple weeks. We've said like, why didn't they do this a lot during the season, and why didn't they open it up? So, we're gonna see if Notre Dame's defense can really hang there with them. I think this is a game again. Notre Dame's going to really have to kind of slow it down a little bit, stay on the field, run the ball. But I think the key thing is Leonard is going to extend some plays down the field to open it up a little bit. If they can't do that, it might be a long day for them. So I'll hold off on what I'm doing with pick wise. But I think for some reason, I'm just saying this, I think this one's a little tighter than some people think.
Okay, Nick, here's your time to shine. Make a case for why Notre Dame is going to keep this close.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the defense. This is the best defensive line that they have faced since Michigan. And we saw what Michigan was able to do where they disrupted the run. And if you make Will Howard and that offense one-dimensional, that's when you can kind of have success. Now, the problem comes where the matchup issues on the outside. Notre Dame is the number one cover one defense in the country, which means they play more man-to-man on the corners than anybody else throughout the entire season. But that's because they trust their corners. Both guys are going to be NFL corners, but one's a freshman, one's a sophomore. They're facing Jeremiah Smith and Mecca Ibuka. So it's going to be a little bit tough. So we'll see. I'm assuming Al Golden is going to have some things up his sleeve. Like, I don't think, even though Notre Dame's the number one, like, plays cover one more than anybody, man-to-man more than anybody, I don't think Al Golden is going to stick to that 100% of the game. I think they are going to read something off of what Texas did and kind of blanket Jeremiah Smith. Same thing Michigan did, blanket Jeremiah Smith. Now, the problem is Ohio State has a Mecca Ibuka where it's like they can run kind of slant across the middle, some in routes. So that's where Xavier Watts, the safe first-round safety for Notre Dame, comes into play. Can he guard Ibuka? Can they kind of take that little short passing game away? That kind of determines it on that side of the ball. What I'm worried about is the issues and injuries on the offensive line for Notre Dame. They have just been stacked up. Like, it's one of those where it's like everybody wondered going into the season, like, what is a 15-game schedule going to look like for college kids? And now you have half a Notre Dame. Their offensive line is just like broken. And now, so left tackle is going to be Jagasaw is going to start at left tackle tonight. Which, if you guys remember, he was the one who was supposed to start left tackle to begin the season. He's going to be an NFL. He's going to be a first-round draft pick eventually. He's a redshirt freshman. However, he tore his pec 1 week before that Texas A&M game. That's why a lot of people are on Texas A&M. But he's back. He's been kind of playing backup offensive line, and now he's forced into left tackle duties. I don't love it because he's played 26 snaps the last 2 weeks. He's had to be taken out of the game just because of like being out of breath and like being unconditioned, which makes sense because he hasn't played and he like was out for 12 weeks with a torn pec and couldn't even practice out of like the conditioning just isn't there. And now he's forced to start at left tackle versus against one of the top five defensive lines in the country. So that's kind of the bigger issue. I'm not extremely worried about the Notre Dame defense. I think they can kind of keep them in check. I do not think Ohio State's going to be just able to run all over them. So then it comes down to, do you trust Will Howard? And which Will Howard do we get? Do we get the Will Howard in the playoffs who it's all of a sudden looks like Peyton Manning? Or do we get the Will Howard from the regular season where it's like he can't hit a broadside of the bar unless somebody's wide open? If we get that Peyton Manning version like on target with those receivers he has, it's game over. And as a Notre Dame fan, I will 1,000% accept that. Like, there's nothing we can do if he's on. But if we can get pressure on him, if we can stop the run and make them one-dimensional, that's where Notre Dame has a chance. Last thing I'll kind of get into. Jeremiah Love said today he's 90-95%. He was 70-75 last week. Looked pretty damn good to me. I'm sure he got a shot in the knee at halftime last week and drove him to that touchdown and able to hurt. Like, imagine my PCL being torn and able to leapfrog, like just being able to hurdle a 6-foot guy. That guy's a freak of nature. Now he's 90-95%. I think they put it on his back, which they should. So I'm assuming Jeremiah Love gets a ton of carries. Riley Leonard, I haven't even looked. I think it's 14.5 is his carries. I wouldn't be surprised if that goes over, because I think Notre Dame wants to muddy this thing up, wants to keep it low scoring. They're going to want to run the ball into the ground. And so I absolutely love the case. I think to keep it close, Notre Dame's going to have to go to run the ball. No breaking news there, obviously.
Shiesty says Ohio State forever. Meanwhile, Ken says, is it possible for both teams to lose? That's kind of where I almost wore a Michigan shirt just because Michigan's the – if Ohio State wins, Michigan really just kind of won their second national championship in a row, in my opinion. But national championships have not really been close. Over the last six, the average scoring margin has been 28 points, and coincidentally enough, the last time that we did have a close game was the overtime 26-23 in Atlanta. Smitty, have you bet anything in this as we really just dive into it? I'm looking at props. I've got them pulled up. If you haven't gone over to collegefootballinsiders.com, you can check out the advanced analytics Parker has put out. 63.6% win probability for Ohio State, favored by about 4.5 points. It kind of like Nick said, it. I feel like it all comes down to quarterback play. And unfortunately for Notre Dame backers, Will Howard's playing on another level through the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you can't really say the same thing for Riley Leonard. Could be the offensive line. We know Jeremiah Love is the real deal. Ohio State's got a couple of good backs too, and a lot more talent at the wide receiver position as well. So while I don't want it to be a 63-7 or whatever TCU lost to Georgia, I don't think it'll be that bad, but I think Ohio State's definitely got the offense to where they could name their score, and that would make me worrisome as a Notre Dame backer. But Smitty, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I did look at some player props. I'm kind of with Nick with Leonard. I think he's going to have to run the ball. I played over 40 plus yards with him running -115. I got that. I'm going to go Williams. I think he's the third string back, but really had a big game last game against State catching the ball. I think he had – where's my stats here? I just lost it here. I think he had 5 catches, 66 yards. So I went over 25-plus yards receiving with him -110.
Love that. I was going to mention that one.
Okay, so that's where I'm at with the Notre Dame props. Now, Ohio State, I jumped on two player props with Ohio State too. You know, Nick said too, I think with Smith, like Texas, they kind of put their best man on him and they played kind of zone. I know Notre Dame's a man-to-man kind of coverage, but I think they might try to do something like that to kind of slow Smith down a little bit. So I'm going to look at Tate. Tate's coming off 7 catches, 87 yards last game. So I did 60 yards plus, plus 235 for him tonight for Ohio State. And then we talked about Will Howard. Yeah, that's the big thing. He has looked fantastic lately. You know, you look at some of the games, he's gone for 289, 319, 311. So what did I do with Howard tonight? I did 275 plus yards, plus 175. Those are the player props I'm looking at. You know, the teaser king's coming out. I'm teasing this. It's the last game of the year. Of course I am. So what am I doing here? Hey, let's take this up. I'm doing a Notre Dame up to 14.5, and I'm going to take the points up to 51.5 and take the under. I think it's a lower scoring game. I think it's a tighter game, like I said. So I have not, I'm this close because I've said to a bunch of people, I thought Ohio State was going to run away with this and win it, and they still might. But I just, for some reason, I'm thinking Notre Dame can hang this really close. I think Ohio State does win. I think the Big Ten goes back-to-back here. but I'm leaning maybe Notre Dame plus the 8.5, maybe if I can get it up to 9 here. But those are the plays so far that I have.
So walk me through, you teased Notre Dame up. Why not tease Ohio State down to that 2.5?
That's a good tease. I just think this one's closer. I really do. I think Notre Dame's going to be able to run a little bit against them. I think Leonard is going to make some throws in this. I might look in the mirror tomorrow morning and go, you're an idiot because you said Ohio State was going to run away with this. But I just was on Notre Dame last time. I think there's a little magic with this team. I think this game's closer. Let's take it up. I think it's a lower, you know, with the spread and only like 45.5, I think it's a good play. So that's why I just took it up with the dog here. And then a lot of people I trust have the under in this, and I think it is a lower scoring game. So I'm looking at that too. I did look at the first half under. I've been usually doing that in some of the first quarter unders in that. I think it was at 9.5 last time I saw in the quarter. So that's something I'm going to keep an eye on before kickoff.
Hell has officially frozen over. We're talking teasers in college football.
Hey, that's why I'm on this show. I've done it now for 2 years. Let's go. Didn't miss a teaser in our contest at all last year. So I know something about teasers.
All right. So looking at I love these first drive results. Punt is -155 for Notre Dame. Field goal +390. Touchdown +310. Turnover on downs or a turnover safety +425. For Ohio State's first drive, you can get a touchdown +160. The short shot's a punt at +115. Does any of that jump off the page to you to be bettable? I'll go to you, Nick.
I mean, a punt and plus money, like that kind of – that kind of screams like yes to me. Whether it's okay, you think whether either team gets the ball, you assume Notre Dame, like they are very good. Mike Fanbrock is extremely good in the first 15 plays and scripting some plays. So even if they start, Notre Dame starts their drive at the 20 or 25, you think they get a first down or two. And even if Notre Dame punts, then you kind of back up Ohio State to the 20. Is Ohio State, do you trust Ohio State in the very first drive to go 60 yards and be able to get a field goal or a touchdown? That's kind of what it comes down to. And Ohio State, if they start with the ball, that means they're starting at probably the 25 or 20. Once again, do you trust them to go 60, 65 yards in their very first drive? I'm actually shocked at the plus money.
I am too, because I kind of want to put unit.
It's the number two defense in the country. Like this isn't like, put I understand
one unit good, on come punt. On. +115, and then like a quarter unit on turnover on downs or a safety +500. Because what do we know about Ryan Day? He's kind of a tryhard. I would not be surprised if they get down in the red zone and go for it on 4th and 1, and that Notre Dame defense stonewalls them. And if that's the case, +500 turnover on downs, give it to me. All I need is basically Ohio State to just give the ball back to Notre Dame on their first drive. +115, +500. Smitty?
I don't hate it.
No, I kind of like everything you guys said there. I'm shocked. Like Nick said, it's a plus money play on that.
Yeah, that is over at DraftKings. Let's do a little yes or no. Who's better? Coaching advantage. I'm going to say Marcus Freeman so Nick doesn't have to. Does everybody agree?
Head coach-wise, yes. Are we going to go – like okay, because I was going to say the coordinator at Notre Dame is – that's where Notre Dame has the real advantage, I think, is from the coordinator.
So coaching. Let's just
– coaching, yes. Together. Coaching full-on. Not just head coach. Full-on coaching, I think, Notre Dame.
Quarterback.
For college, Notre Dame.
I'm going to lean –
because of the rushing for that Leonard provides is why I'm saying Leonard.
Right now, how they're playing, I'd go Ohio State.
I say Ohio State also. Receivers, I think it's pretty obvious. Ohio State running back. Yeah. Push.
Jeremiah Love healthy. It's Jeremiah. Jeremiah Love's going to be the first running back taken in the draft next year. So my opinion is Jeremiah Love.
Close.
If depending on how healthy he is.
Defense, Ohio State.
I mean, it's number one versus number two.
Push.
Yeah.
Special teams.
No, Notre Dame. Number two special teams.
I'd say Notre Dame, and that's key in this game. You know, they're going to need what they did the last. What game was that? That was against Georgia when they had that big. You know, it's these games when it could be. It's they got to slow it down. They got to mud it up a little bit, and they got to win the turnover battle, and they got to win special teams, and that's key for when you're an underdog by eight and nine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add. Notre Dame has forced more turnovers than anybody else in the country. They have more defensive points than anybody else in the country. I think as much as Ohio State has the advantage in this game, like talent-wise, I think Notre Dame needs, whether it's a defensive touchdown or a punt block or return a fumble to maybe like inside the red zone or interception inside the red zone, they're going to need a big defensive or special teams play to kind of turn the tables on this one.
Notre Dame, longest field goal made is plus 110. Shortest is Ohio State minus 130. Will both teams make a 33-yard or longer field goal? Yes is plus 140. No is minus 180. Anything there? I'm trying to extract some value because let me tell you, if you're waiting to the last season or last game of the season to try to make money in this sport, you're kind of out of luck.
Yeah, the books are going
to
be
spot on. I hope you've made plenty of money at this point to where now we're just having fun.
I would almost say yes with that in plus money, but here, I talked about this on our show, or not our show, but with Jeff's show on Friday, is I'm taking Mitch Jeter, the Notre Dame kicker, over 5.5 points. Ohio State has the number one red zone defense in the country. So over 5.5 points, I think Mitch Jeter is like a plus 115. So I'd rather take that as opposed to both teams to hit it, because all that means is Ohio State stops Notre Dame within the 30 twice, and then Mitch Jeter hits two field goals, and then you kind of cover this for plus money. I think that's probably the better way to go about it if you're looking at kicking props.
And he's been kicking very well lately.
Yeah, ever since he got healthy. Yeah, during the end of the season, me and my dad were about like wanted to drive to South Bend and freaking strangle that guy. But now he's been good lately.
Well, the opening kickoff be a touchback? Yes is minus 900.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Wait, what?
Is that? Yeah. Yes is minus 900. Oh, no minus is +500.
I think you said +900. Okay. Yeah. Well, it is going to be. Yes. Both these teams have, kickoff specials on both.
That is like a Pauly Howard special right there. If you watch Follow the Money on VSiN, he would bet the yes at minus 900.
And then brag about being 1-0.
Yep. There you go. There may be the lock of the day. Bet that minus 900. You're welcome. It's free.
Yeah.
Anything else stick out to y'all as I'm sitting here going through the
prop? Yeah, I mean, I haven't given out my player props yet. Here's kind of where I lean. So coming from both sides, from what I'm hearing, like they said, Jeremiah Love said today he's 90 to 95%, which means his rushing prop of 45.5 yards is super disrespectful. Like, I get Ohio State's great, but Jeremiah Love's best run, like, probably the best running back in the country that nobody's talked about. Ashton Jeanty, blah, blah, fantastic. Jeremiah Love's the most athletic one. 45.5 is very disrespectful with that number. So I'm taking 45.5 there. Riley Leonard over 36.5 rushing yards. You can almost take both, and probably both are going to hit for the majority. And chances are they both hit. Even if you go 1-1, you can break even on that. Another one, kind of from the Ohio State side. I mentioned this from how Notre Dame is expected to play defense. I'm taking Emeka Egbuka over 47.5 receiving yards. I mentioned this one on Jeff's show too. This was at 43.5, I think, when I mentioned it on Friday on Jeff's show. We saw what he was able to do against this Texas defense over the middle of the field. He hit this number in the first quarter against Texas. Notre Dame is going to try to double up on Jeremiah Smith. They're not going to let them beat him over the top. They're going to force Will Howard to play this short game. Egbuka is going to be a first or second round receiver taken in the draft. They're going to use him in slants, kind of short in routes at the beginning. So I absolutely love this number. Like, I don't understand how he's not. This number should be in the 60s or 70s, to be honest. Like, Egbuka at 47.5, from what I'm seeing, is extremely low. So that might be my favorite one. And then Jordan Faison. I think we've gone with this one a few times. It's the same thing with Ohio State. I expect Notre Dame to do some play action stuff early in the game. Ohio State's going to expect them to run on every play. My assumption is Notre Dame's going to kind of play on that. Mike Denbrock is going to kind of try to keep him off balance with play action early in the game, which means Jordan Faison short over the middle passes or wide receiver screens. If they're throwing wide receiver screens, it's either him or Jaden Greathouse. Usually it's Faison. So his over 3.5 receptions is at +112. Like, that's a shocking number to me, considering it was 5.5. His receptions were 5.5 last week in the game. So those are probably the three that I love, along with the Mitch Jeter kicking prop.
Looking at some head-to-head rush yard props, Quinshon Judkins -115 versus Travion Henderson -115. But then you get juicy here. Jeremiah Love +190 over Henderson or Judkins. You can get both of them. Love +190. But one that I don't understand, Love versus Leonard. What do you think Love is?
For Love to have more rushing yards than Leonard?
Yeah.
-170?
-125. In what world?
Wait, what book has that?
DraftKings, head-to-head rush props. Jeremiah Love -125, Riley Leonard -105.
Your only issue there is if Love leaves the game because it's like gets hit in the knee or something. But there's no reason that number should be that low. Wait.
Won't sack yardage count against Leonard?
In college, yes, it does. Yes.
So how? I mean, come on.
I wish that. Oh my God! I would
play 45. So his rush yards. Love's rush yards are what? 45.5.
Love's rush yards right now are 45.5. Leonard? 36.5. That makes no that number. Those numbers do not work.
Nope.
I think
we found another bet.
Yes, if you can actually like this. Tennessee sucks for this because I can't play any college player props.
Well, if you have access to DraftKings, go over head-to-head player props tab.
I have DraftKings, but not in Tennessee.
Jeremiah Love -125.
Might have to pull up an offshore one here.
Game leaders, most rushing yards. Jeremiah Love is +400. Henderson and Judkins are both +180.
Yeah.
So going by game theory here, if you think Notre Dame is going to be able to run the ball, I don't know why you wouldn't be attacking player props.
Yeah, even if they're not able to run the ball, like a lot of that will still be – like I would still assume they would – like Jeremiah Love will still – even if they're not, Jeremiah Love should still get to in the 40s. Like imagine he gets 12 to 14 carries. If he doesn't even get in the 40s, then this game's like 47-7. Like he's going to get his rushing yards. And if not, then all you Ohio State backers are going to win. But I still think, I don't know how he doesn't get more rushing yards than Leonard. That number is wrong.
Jeremiah Love to record 25 plus rushing yards in each half is +320. But Riley Leonard and Will Howard to each record 10-plus passing yards in each quarter is +125.
Wait, what?
10 yards each quarter for both of them.
Are you sure you're reading that? That can't be right for plus money.
I know I'm from Arkansas, but we do know how to read.
I know, but like, okay, it's, 10 yards?
It's not very good, but...
What's this? Army Air Force.
Seriously, yeah. What are like okay, this is being overblown as like
you guys do yourself a favor and dive into some of these props cuz there is money to be made.
I can't do props like unfortunately.
I'm sorry. But, drive across okay, like, lines or
people
something.
People are okay, I think a little bit of this and understandably. Like everybody's reading this is the number one defense in the country versus the number two defense in the country. Like we get that. But it's the number four offense in the country versus the number seven offense in the country. Like, for people to think there's going to be like 13 to 10, like, I think that's a little bit absurd. Like, both these offensive, like, you have Chip Kelly and Mike Denbrock, who have both of them have multiple Heisman winners on their docket. They put up points. Like, both these teams average over 30 points a game. Like, they're 10 yards passing in each quarter. That's so disrespectful.
Easy. Hang on. Jordan shocking. Jordan doesn't know about the forward pass yet with the Iowa Hawkeyes in his profile pick. But, yes, I'm just messing with you, Jordan. Thanks for watching. Leonard's ability to avoid sacks is top tier in college football. Consistently makes something out of nothing with his legs, not so much the arm.
Yeah, but 10 yards?
Yeah.
Like, hit a slant or screen works, wide receiver screen works, a slant.
JV Monday Night Football.
I wish you could bet the no. It says every field goal attempt to be successful is plus 130.
I don't trust Mitch Jeter to hit everyone.
I wish I could say no at like minus 150.
The 10 yards passing that almost has me like in shambles. Like, what is this, like Northwestern versus Iowa? What
Matt, you got Nick all fired up, and he's already fired up for the game, man. Now you got him worse.
This is literally
why we go unscripted for our shows. I love to get the instant reaction. Nobody knew any of this.
Like, or it's like a basketball game that's being played on an Air Force carrier. Like, they think like this is absurd. 10 yards passing in a quarter.
Hey, man, I'm just the messenger.
I'm probably about to get 100 texts being like, please tell me how to bet that. Like, how do I log? Do you have a Bovada code that I can log into so that I can bet this offshore? Because that's nuts. Ten yards.
He's hung up on that. All right. I got nothing else. I'm going to go.
Oh, that made my night. Oh,
got to bet a couple things. These correct scores at the end of the first quarter. 0-7 plus 500. That's a short shot. Ohio State to be up 7-0. Sean, welcome to the show. He said, am I late? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You missed it. So DraftKings has a prop to summarize it. They have a prop that each quarterback, Will Howard and Riley Leonard, both throw for at least 10 yards per quarter, and it's plus money, plus 125. That's what we're discussing, and Nick is absolutely baffled.
I don't know what to say.
I'll tell you. You know how it's going to be. The first quarter, one of them is not going to throw for 10 yards.
I know.
Yeah, my hope. It'll be something.
What's up, Sean?
It'll be something like Ohio State drives 80 yards, Notre Dame runs a pick six, then Ohio State holds the ball again for like 8 minutes down the field, and then Notre Dame actually doesn't have possession, or just it'll be something like stupid like that for the reason why it doesn't hit. But 10 yards is the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard. And that was behind people taking Navy to beat Notre Dame.
That didn't go over very well.
Jeez. Ohio State minus 120 for the race to 6 points. That seems easy. Surely they score first.
Mike Denbrock, first 15 plays scripted. But for real, okay, here's
Ken says, I think I can throw for 10 yards in a quarter. Yeah, give me a running back screen in the flat. Like,
let's shovel pass counts. Like any of those little oh my gosh. But okay, be real here for a second. I think, to be honest, I'm nervous about this game as a Notre Dame fan. And it's mostly because of the athletes on the outside. Like I mentioned before, Notre Dame is the number one man-to-man coverage defense in the country. They play it more than anyone. I don't know if they can do that tonight. If they can, they'll have success. If not, Jeremiah Love is going to go off. Which is why I think it's either – I think you take Notre Dame plus, 8.5, back up to 9 maybe right now. Or I mentioned this on Jeff's show. I don't hate as much as I hate it, it's either +8.5 for Notre Dame, or you take an alt number for Ohio State, a +16.5, -19.5. Because if Notre Dame can't cover them man-to-man, I think Ohio State does just make this ugly. But, man, I hope Al Golden has something up his sleeve defensively, and let's just keep this close. But I will get this out there, and I'm not going to be – this is not going to be a loser talk. I did not want to leave this for next week, because next week is going to be college baseball talk for us. And that's it. We're going to leave this in the past, okay? I am already super pumped about how this season has gone. Like, this was so unexpected after Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois. Like, there was literally Notre Dame thinking, like, okay, Marcus Freeman's had long enough. Fire him. Get him out of here. And now, like, look where we are. This has been so successful of a season that I am perfectly fine no matter how this goes. I don't care if Ohio State blows us out. I don't care if it's close. Ohio State blows us out. This season has been successful. And people can talk about our path, but we've been underdogs against Penn State, underdogs against Georgia. People were saying, like, oh, Notre Dame doesn't play in the conference. Indiana's going to beat them. We've won 3 games in the playoff. We're in the first ever college football playoff national championship game. We are happy as Notre Dame fans, at least the sane ones who aren't, like, so with, like, just super stuck up. Like, we are perfectly fine. This has been successful. I'm getting this out there right now, so that when I text y'all like midnight tonight in tears, you guys can just remind me of that I said all this.
I'll save the clip. Sean, yeah, the problem is Nick doesn't text during Notre Dame games.
No,
so it'll be pretty quiet.
I talk to – my dad is the only person I talk to during Notre Dame games. That's been like – it's been like that for years and years. I just
do Ken not says do it. The real national championship game should be Michigan versus Northern Illinois.
I think Notre Dame needs to hire Nick to go on the road and recruit people with that speech about Notre Dame and sticking with people. And there you go. I love it.
Smitty, you got anything else? Close
pay
us
me
out.
For that, Smitty, I'm out.
No, not really. I hope it's a good game. I think they're going to have to throw the ball early in the game to try to open up the field a little bit and then try to run the ball too. He sold me on Love. I jumped on Love 50 yards plus minus 110.
That's a freaking number.
Player prop there. So I hope it's a close game. No, I just want to say thanks for the listeners for being with us all year.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun again. I'm looking, like Nick said, I'm looking very forward to for year two. To do college baseball with Matt and Q, and my first year working with Nick on college baseball, I know what he's going to bring to the show. So yeah, I'm excited, and let's have a great game tonight, and let's get ready for college baseball season.
Yeah, I was saving this comment here. Jordan said, "Love the college football content. Pumped for college baseball."
That's as where money's made, baby. Yeah.
And it's going to start. No weeks off. It will start next week.
Late night. Yeah, the super late night. Week. Late nights and okay. Can we please get the books to put lines up before 3 a.m. this year?
Yeah, like, that would please. Be nice.
I am so sick of the last 2 seasons of having to stay up until 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning to be able to put plays in. Like,
I'm still waiting on DraftKings to hang
fingers crossed
college
for that.
Baseball odds. Not
see, I was wondering
yet.
If that was me because they still have me limited on college baseball. So I didn't know if that was actually me or nobody could see the plays. So that's actually good to know that it wasn't just me that like they weren't even posted.
I'll leave you one more nugget as Ken says, great year. Enjoy the show. Thank you for tuning in. You're one of our loyal listeners. But
appreciate
the most loyal of all, Mr. Sean Alvarez. Great info from the channel, even better, guys. I don't know about all that. Maybe with Q not being here. But John Ewing from DraftKings says 94% of the money is on Ohio State -3 in the first quarter. And then says, what could go wrong? If you feel if you're feeling froggy, jump. All right. Until the college baseball show coming either Friday or Saturday, depending on when we get the guide put out. We may recap if we can all four jump on, just kind of recap our final thoughts on the college football season. Talk about, you know, what teams that we're looking forward to getting into next year, on and so forth. But for the rest of you, if you have not tuned into college baseball, that is where we make our money. That is the best sport known to man. If you have not gotten into it, start with a guide. That's a great place to get started. We just pack everything so you know what teams to look out for. But for Q, Nick, and Todd, we appreciate you all being here. I guess go Irish. I don't know. I can't say go Buckeyes.
Good. Never.
Yeah, we'll see. I just hope it's a good game. I hope both teams have fun. And oh, God. See y'all next time.